It's the first day of fifth grade for Bobby de la Rosa. He's wearing black jeans and a bright green t-shirt with new black sneakers his mom got him. Bobby's in the kitchen, but instead of his parents making his breakfast, he is pouring cereal for his father. Bobby's dad, Arsenio, is 82 years old, has health problems, and uses a walker to get around their home on Tucson Southside. Bobby helps his father sit at the kitchen table, peels a banana for him, and kisses his forehead before leaving the house.
You don't want to eat breakfast?
Bobby's 21-year-old brother, Bill, is walking him to school. Their mother, Gloria Arellano de la Rosa, is getting ready for work, but 60 miles away, across the border, in her small apartment in Nogales, Sonora. In 2009, Gloria went to Juarez, Mexico, to what she thought would be an appointment with immigration officials who would grant her a green card. Her husband of more than 20 years, Arsenio, a U.S. citizen, was sponsoring her. Instead of getting a green card, she was banned for 10 years from returning to the United States because years prior, she overstayed a visa and then crossed here illegally. The family has been separated since then. Today, more than 4 million U.S. citizen youth have at least one parent who's in the country illegally. These children, like the De La Rosa siblings, are U.S. citizens, and their successes and failures are shaping the face of this country.